Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we are in the month of September, believe it or not. And we are going to look at some of the openings for September, which still is not a big opening month for musicals. In fact, there hasn't been an opening on Broadway since 2015 of a musical in September.
We're going to start with September's box office champion, and that's Fiddler on the Roof, which opened on September 22nd, 1964 at the Imperial Theater and played for 3,242 performances, its first time on Broadway, and it's been back several times since. It won 9 Tony Awards. And we're going to start with an appropriate opening number called To Life. We have Zero Mostel as Tevye and Michael Granger as Laser Wolf and the company to sing To Life.
Here's to our prosperity, our good health and happiness, and most important, to life, L'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Here's to the father I try to be.
Here's to my bride-to-be.
Drink l'chaim, to life, l'chaim. L'chaim, l'chaim, to life. Life has a way of confusing us,
blessing and bruising us.
Drink l'chaim, to life. Like us to be joyful, even when our hearts lie panting on the floor.
How much more can we be joyful when there's really something to be joyful for?
To life, l'chaim. To title my daughter,
my wife. It gives you something to think about,
something to drink about. Drink l'chaim. To life.
Lev Mordechai.
Yes, Laser Wolf.
Drinks for everybody.
What's the occasion?
I'm taking myself a bride.
Who is it?
Tevye's eldest psyche.
To Laser Wolf.
To Tevye.
To title your daughter.
My wife.
May all your futures be pleasant ones, not like our present ones. Drink L'chaim to life. To life. L'chaim.
L'chaim, Tevye, can you sue
the L'chaim, L'chaim, L'chaim to life. It takes a wedding to make us say, let's live another day. Drink l'chaim to life. We'll raise a glass and sip a drop of schnapps in honor of the great good luck that favored you. We know that when good fortune favors two, such men it stands to reason we deserve it too. To us and our good fortune, be happy, be healthy, long life. If our good fortune ever comes, here's to whatever comes. Drink l'chaim
to life.
May you live to see 1,000 reasons to rejoice.
In honor of the great good luck that favored you.
From Bach and Harnack's mega-hit Fiddler on the Roof, that was To Life.
We're going to go back to 1925 for our next opening, and September 21st. That's The Vagabond King by Rudolph Rimmel and Brian Hooker. Now, Fiddler on the Roof sounds really great with 3,200 performances, but back when all you needed was 100 performances of a musical to get money back, and quite a bit, The Vagabond King ran for 511 performances, so this too was a smash hit. It was at the Casino Theater, and we have some recordings from over the years, but we thought we'd do something a little interesting for this, and we are going to go to the composer at the piano in 1925. Here is Rudolph Rimmel to play the Song of the Vagabonds. That was Rudolph Rimmel at the piano playing the Song of the Vagabonds from The Vagabond King.
Thanks to PS Classics, we have a recording of the full score of our next musical, and it wasn't recorded in its own time. Fine and Dandy opened at Erlanger's Theater on September 23, 1930, and ran for 255 performances. The score was by Kay Swift, and we know her as a great friend of George Gershwin, and her husband, Paul James, did the lyrics. This PS Classics recording is a gem, and there's one particular song Michael and I like very much, and we're going to play that for you. It's called Let's Go Eat Worms in the Garden, and it's sung here by Gavin Creel, Carolee Carmello, and the chorus.
Given the bird, so don't be absurd.
Well, what of it?
Don't be down in in the dumps. I too had my bumps, but I love it. I love someone who don't love me. You love someone who don't love you. Let's go eat worms in the garden. Your man left you and turned you down. My gal gave me the runaround. Let's go eat worms in the garden. I wouldn't say die even if my gal's gone away. Somebody has gone giving a boo to you too. We've been given the open air. No one loves us, but we don't care. Let's go eat worms in the garden.
I love someone who don't love me, and you love someone who don't love you. Let's go eat worms in the garden. My man left me and turned me down. Your gal gave you the runaround. Let's go eat worms in the garden. You had no clue that you were through until today. I couldn't say why it was goodbye. Hopes, high hopes. We've been given the gate at last,
but we'll have to come back.
Let's go eat worms in the garden.
We're so sorry for poor old Joe. What a beating for poor old Joe. He's eating worms in the garden. Nancy's left him and turned him down. He's been given the runaround. He's eating worms in the garden. He's got his own vice. This is for guys that's got his goat.
From the studio cast recording of a forgotten musical called Fine and Dandy, you heard Gavin Creel, Carolee Carmello, and the chorus sing Let's Go Eat Worms in the Garden.
Ted's given me another older show by Rudolph Frimmel, and this was another big hit. Rose Marie opened at the Imperial Theater on September the 2nd, 1924, and ran for 557 performances. Another boffo smash hit. This time, Frimmel was joined by Otto Harbach as the lyricist. We don't have an original cast. Well, we do have some recordings made at the time,
they're
but you
terrible,
don't
Michael.
You don't want to hear
no,
them.
No, no.
Especially when we have this CD. Finally, this was released on CD, and we're very happy to have it. It's a studio cast version that stars Julie Andrews and Giorgio Tozzi, but we're not listening to Mr. Tozzi. Instead, we're going to a wonderful song called Minuet of the Minute, featuring Julie Andrews and Meyert Seinecker, and they're joined by the chorus.
Sedate and stately minuet did not afford a chance to get. They kept 6 inches apart, no clinches could start. Sedate and stately minuet, quaint old-fashioned dance, ladies and gallants, pointing toe and stepping so lightly, for
From Rosemarie by Frimmel and Harbach, that was the Minuet of the Minute, and from the studio cast recording you heard Julie Andrews, Meyert Seinecker, and the chorus.
Our next musical was a hit first in Paris, then in London, and then it came to New York. Irma La Douce opened at the Plymouth Theatre on September 29, 1960, and ran for 524 performances. Two of the members of the London original cast came with the production when it came to Broadway, and they're both performing here. You're going to hear Elizabeth Seal and Clive Revell do the scene-setting song, which happens right at the beginning of Irma La Douce. The song is Valse Milieu.
Don't worry. It's quite suitable for the children. This is a story about passion, bloodshed, desire, and death. Everything, in fact, that makes life worth living. It happened not so long ago, in Paris, in the rain, in the narrow back streets behind Pigalle. We call this part of Paris the milieu, where the only crime is to get caught. And avoiding the fleeks is our favorite pastime. This is the milieu. A midnight silhouette, a dusty room to let, the blaring balbuzette playing a valse milieu, the smell of stale Gauloise, billiard games in the bars, the sirens of police cars playing a valse milieu. This is the Paris that blossoms at night, hiding in whispers away from the light. This is the Paris that turns in its sleep, up on the hill where the sad gutters weep. The shunting of a train, the lamppost in the rain, the street girl's sad refrain, known as the Valse Milieu. Once upon a time there was a pool. You don't know what a pool is. Oh, you'll soon find out. Every evening, this pool would stroll up and down near the bridge of Caulaincourt.
You've got the time, chérie. Pretend my love is free. And why not come with me dancing the valse milieu?
This is the way the pool would earn money for her boss, Or as we say in the milieu, Grisby for her mech. This is the system. Mech gets Pool, Pool gets Grisby, Grisby goes to Mech and buys him his handmade shirts, his painted ties, his drinks, his bets, his crepe Suzettes. It's simple economics, huh? The Pools are there to earn, the Grisby's there to burn. The partners twist and turn, dancing the waltz. Melia. Melia's the name of the underworld mob. Pool is the girl who goes out on the job. Mech is the fellow who pockets the cash. Grisby's the cash, which is lovely to stash. Don't turn away your face. Was but for God's good grace, you might be in their place, dancing the waltz, Melia.
Elizabeth Seal and Clive Revell sang Valse Milieu from Irma La Douce.
We have one more musical from the 20s, and this was the beginning of a fad, the beginning of the college musicals. It was Good News. It opened on September 6th, 1927, at the 46th Street Theater, and it was by De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, who only had about 7 years together on Broadway. But they wrote hit shows, and then they all kind of disbanded and wrote many other hits separately. It ran for 551 performances and gave us things like The Black Bottom. Here, however, we're going to be listening to a song that if you only know the film version, then you know a not very pleasant version sung by Peter Lawford. He's a Ladies' Man is performed by the Girls' Chorus. From a studio cast recording of Good News, that was the Girls' Chorus with He's a Ladies' Man.
The way Julie Andrews came to the United States was as a substitute for a leading lady who really didn't want to leave her home in England and come to the United States with a show that may or may not have been a hit. But The Boyfriend, which opened on September 30th, 1954 at the Royal Theater, was a hit and ran for 485 performances, although its one Broadway revival was not a success. I think in the 50s and 60s, this was one of the most performed shows ever among the amateur and local theater companies. The Boyfriend featured score and lyrics by Sandy Wilson, and from the original cast recording of that 1954 hit, we're going to hear Julie Andrews and her leading man, John Hewer, sing about A Room in Bloomsbury.
A life of wealth does not appeal to me at all. Do you agree at all?
I do.
The mere idea of living in a palace is so full of fallacies.
That's true.
I've got a very different sort of scheme in mind. It's just a dream designed for two. Would you care to hear about it, dear?
Would I care to? Can you doubt it, dear?
All I want is a room in Bloomsbury. Just a room that will do for you and me. One room's enough for us, though it's on the top floor. Life may be rough for us, but its troubles we'll ignore. On a wintry night, I'll light a fire. Everything I shall do as you desire.
You'll be sitting,
and you'll be knitting, and so contented we'll be in our dear little room in Bloomsbury.
All we want is a room in Bloomsbury. Just a room that will do for you and me. I'll sew the covers for two old cozy armchairs. Neighbors will love us for, we shall laugh at all our cares.
While I'm reading a book,
I'll cook a stew. Then I'll bake a plum duff, enough for two.
In our attic, we'll be ecstatic as lovebirds up in a tree. All we want is a room in Bloomsbury.
Julie Andrews and John Hewer sang A Room in Bloomsbury from Sandy Wilson's The Boyfriend.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Songs from the Shows of September on The Dress Circle. We'll turn next to a musical that has been performed many times since it first opened, but most people think it was a huge hit when it opened, and that was on September 26, 1957. But West Side Story was met with mixed reviews, and it only ran for 732 performances, which is good, but it's not the huge run that most people believe it had. It played at the Winter Garden Theater, and we're going to listen to one of Ted's favorite songs from West Side Story. Here are Cheetah Rivera, Marilyn Cooper, Reary Grist, and the company to sing America.
Always the hurricanes blowing, always each room. Automobile in America, Romeo still in America, wire for we in America, very big deal in America.
San Juan.
If there's a road you can drive on.
I'll give my cousins a free ride.
How you get all of them inside?
Immigrant goes to America. Many hellos in America. Nobody knows in America. Puerto Rico's in America.
To keep clean.
Nada. I like the shores of America. Comfort is yours in America. Knock on the door in America. Wall to wall road in America.
From the original cast of West Side Story, you heard Cheetah Rivera, Marilyn Cooper, Riri Grist, and the company with America.
We're going now to an off-Broadway musical called The Three Penny Opera, which opened on September 20th, 1955 at the Theatre de Lis in Greenwich Village and ran for 2,611 performances. Its original cast included Lottie Lenya and Bea Arthur, and there was a young singer who was an understudy in that original cast who eventually got to go on. His name was Jerry Orbach, and he recorded the song of the balladeer, which opens and closes the Three Penny Opera. Here is Jerry Orbach from his album called Off Broadway to sing the Ballad of Mac the Knife.
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Macheath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears Macheath, dear, so there's not a trace of red. on the sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body using life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mack the knife from a tugboat by the river. A cement bag's dropping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Betcha Mackie's back in town. Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mackie spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Polly Peachum, Lucy Brown. Yeah, the line forms on the right, dears, now that Mackie's back in town. Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mackie, dear, and he keeps it out of sight.
Jerry Orbach sang The Ballad of Mack the Knife from the Three Penny Opera by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht in its English translation by Mark Blitzstein.
Now, we talked about some of the big winners, but there were some shows that had earmarks for Broadway that never made it. They just closed out of town most of the time because they were not good. One was Hot September that was based on Picnic that closed in Boston. A Mother's Kisses closed in New Haven. Meredith Willson's 1491 closed at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion after saying it was going to come in. Locally to the WWFM studios, we had Halloween at the Bucks County Playhouse that was meant to be really bizarre, and that played there and never made it in, even though it had two announced openings. And one other one was Nefertiti, and I've heard songs from this, and it sounded really camp. And that closed in Chicago at the Blackstone Theater. But we're going to go to a show that keeps trying, and that's Follies, one of Ted's and my favorite shows. Follies had a revival that opened on September 12th in 2011 at the Marquis Theater. It starred Jan Maxwell and Bernadette Peters, and we're going to hear them along with Christian Delacroix, Nick Verina, Laura Lee Gayer, Christian Scott, and Ron Raines and Danny Burstyn with Waiting Around for the Girls Upstairs.
Hey, up there, way up there, what do you say up there?
I see it all. It's like a movie in my head that plays and plays. It isn't just the bad things I remember. It's the whole damn show.
Waiting around for the girls upstairs after the curtain came down. Money in my pocket to spend. Honey, could you maybe get a friend for my friend?
Hearing the sound of the girls above, dressing to go on the town.
Clicking heels on steel and cement.
Picking up the giggles floating down through the vent.
Goddamnedest hours that I ever spent.
We're waiting for the girls upstairs.
there, way up there. What do you say up there?
That's where the keys hung, and that's where you picked up your mail.
I remember me and Ben, me and Ben, we'd come around at 10, me and Ben, and hang around the wings, watching things with what the hell was his name, you know, the old guy, Max, I remember. Anyway, there we'd stay until the curtain fell, and when the curtain fell, then all hell broke. Girls on the run and scenery flying, doors slamming left and right.
Girls in their undies blushing but trying not to duck out of sight. Girls by the hundreds waving and crying, see you tomorrow night. Girls looking frazzled and girls looking great. Girls in a frenzy to get to a date. Girls like a madhouse and two of them late. And who had to wait and wait and wait and wait?
Waiting around for the boys downstairs, stalling as long as we dare. Which dress from my wardrobe of two? One of them was borrowed and the other was blue.
Holding our ground for the boys below, fussing around with our hair,
giggling, wriggling out of our tights,
chattering and clattering down all of those flights.
God, I'd forgotten there ever were nights of waiting for the boys downstairs.
You up there?
Down in a minute.
You two up there?
Just keep your shirts
aren't
on.
Aren't you through up there?
Heard you the first time.
Look, are you coming or
coming? We're coming.
Look,
you
hold your
going.
We got a bit rolling.
We need
a won't hold us. A table and ringside.
All right.
Hi.
Girls.
Ben.
Sally.
Boy, we're beat.
You look neat.
We saw you in the wings.
How are things?
Did someone pass you in?
Slipped a fin to what the hell is his name? You know the doorman?
Al?
No.
Big.
Fat.
Young.
Bald.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Okie dokes.
Come on, folks.
And where are we gonna go?
A little joint I know.
What?
Great new show there.
Hey, I thought you said tonight it'd be Tony's.
This joint is just as grand.
We girls got dressed for dancing at Tony's.
This joint is in demand.
Ta-ta, goodbye, you'll find us at Tony's.
Wait till you hear the band.
You told us Tony's that we
I told you Tony's. I never said Tony's. When Sandman said Tony's, it's Nipsey at Tony's. All right, then we'll go.
Upstairs.
Weren't we chuckleheads then?
Very young and very old hat. Everybody has to go through stages like that.
Waiting around for the girls upstairs. Thank you, but never again. Life was fun, but oh so intense. Everything was possible and nothing made sense. There when one of the major events
was waiting for the girls,
waiting for the girls,
waiting for the girls,
waiting for the girls upstairs.
From the revival of Follies, that was Christian Delcroix, Nick Verina, Laura Lee Gayer, Christian Scott, Bernadette Peters, Jan Maxwell, Ron Raines, and Danny Burstyn with Waiting Around for the Girls Upstairs.
Now, that Follies was a revival, and so is our next September opening. Gypsy was revived in 1974, and the production, which had played in London very successfully, opened on September 23rd, 1974, and played for a limited announced run of 124 performances. Its leading lady was the performer who originated the role of Mama Rose in London when Ethel Merman decided she didn't want to take the show there. Interest in the show died until Angela Lansbury expressed an interest. Now, I had the privilege of seeing Ethel Merman do Rose's turn about 60 times because I used to sneak in for the second act. But I think probably second on the list with a whole different terrible animal, Mama Rose, is Angela Lansbury. And she's the one who's going to be doing Rose's turn from Gypsy by Stein and Sondheim.
With what I've been holding down inside of me, if I ever let it out, there wouldn't be signs big enough. There wouldn't be lights bright enough. Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose! Cotton up! Light the lights! Play it, boys! You either got it or you ain't. And boys, I got it! You like it? Well, I got it. Some people got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. This people's got it, and this people's spreading it around. You either have it, or you've had it. Mr. Goldstone, hold your hats and hallelujah, Mama's gonna show it to ya. Ready or not, here comes Mama. Mama's singing out, Mama's doing fine, Mama's getting hot, Mama's going strong, Mama's moving on, Mama's all alone, Mama doesn't care, Mama's letting loose, Mama's got the stuff, Mama's letting go. Mama, Mama, Mama's got the stuff, Mama's gotta move, Mama's gotta go. Mama, Mama, Mama's gotta let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love and what does it get you? Why does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life and why does it get you? Thanks a lot and out for the garbage. They take bows and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Hurley. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the vows and everything's coming up. Angela Lansbury sang Rose's Turn from Gypsy.
One of my favorite opening numbers comes from Urinetown, a musical by Mark Holman that opened on September 20th, 2001 at Henry Miller's Theater and would go on to run for 965 performances. Here are Jeff McCarthy, Spencer Caden, and the company to sing about the plight, or actually talk about the plight, of Urinetown in Too Much Exposition.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Urinetown. Not the place, of course, the musical. Urinetown, the place, is, well, it's a place you'll hear people referring to a lot throughout the show.
You hear the news? They carted old so-and-so off to Urinetown the other day.
Is that so? What'd he do?
Oh, such and such, I hear.
Well, what do you know? Old so-and-so.
It's kind of a mythical place, you understand? A bad place. A place you won't see until Act Two, and then, well, let's just say it's filled with symbolism and things like that. But Urinetown, the musical. Well, here we are. Welcome. It takes place in a town like any town that you might find in a musical. This here's the first setting for the show. As the sign says, it's a public amenity, meaning public toilet. These people have been waiting for hours to get in. It's the only amenity that they can afford to get into.
Say, Officer Lockstock, is this where you tell the audience about the water shortage?
What's that, little Sally?
You know, the water shortage, the hard times, the drought. A shortage so awful that private toilets eventually became unthinkable. A premise so absurd.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, little Sally. Not all at once. We'll hear more about the water shortage in the next scene.
Oh, I guess you don't want to overload them with too much exposition, huh?
Everything in its time, little Sally. You're too young to understand it now, but nothing can kill a show like too much exposition.
How about bad subject matter?
No.
Or a bad title, even. That could kill a show pretty good.
Well, little Sally, suffice it to say that in Urinetown, the musical, everyone has to use public bathrooms in order to take care of their private business. That's the central conceit of the show.
Better hope your pennies add up to the fee. We can't have you peeing for free. If you do, we'll catch you. We never fail, and we never bother with jail.
You'll get your time.
Later on, you'll learn that these public bathrooms are controlled by a private company. They keep admission high, generally. So, if you're down on your luck, you have to come to a place like this. One of the poorest, filthiest urinals in town.
And you can't just go in the bushes, either. There's laws against it.
That's right, little Sally. Harsh laws, too. That's why little Sally here is counting her pennies. Isn't that so, little Sally?
I'm very close, officer. Only a few pennies away.
Aren't we all, little Sally? Aren't we all? Well, we've talked on long enough, I imagine. Enjoy the show, and welcome to Urinetown, the musical.
Our final September opening is a review by Irving Berlin called As Thousands Cheer, which opened on September 30th, 1933, at the Music Box Theater and ran for 400 performances. There's no original cast recording, but we have a more recent studio cast recording. And from that recording of As Thousands Cheer, we're going to hear Judy Kuhn and Kevin Chamberlain and the company sing How's Chances?
The nickels and dimes I got have bought me an awful lot. A great big box of bonds and stocks, 100 frocks, a car and a yacht. But having so much and more is getting to be a bore. It's not much fun when day is done without someone to love and adore.
House chances. Say, how are the chances?
of making you love me the way I love you. I give up the things I'm possessing to be caressing someone like you. How's chances for one of those glances, a glimpse of the heaven I'm longing to see?
How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me?
My tailor's the best, but he is dear as a man can be. My shoes and spats, my opera hats, and my cravats are made just for me. I like an expensive car, and when at my favorite bar, I think it's fine to order wine, and when I dine, I love caviar.
How's chances? Say, how are the chances of making you love me the way I love you? My castle will need some restoring, ceiling and flooring, furniture too.
How's chances for one of those glances, a glimpse of the heaven I'm longing to see?
How's chances to end all your romances and start taking your chances with me?
That's it for the shows of September. We hope you'll join us next week for more music from Broadway and Hollywood. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from the dressing room.